Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's the third hour of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 8:06 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Socialist Democrats beating what we thought were already radical Democrats.
Yeah.
We'll dig into that further upcoming. But right now we've got our special guest in the studio, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. Good morning,
sir. Good to be in the house, y'all.
It's great to have you in the house. Thanks for coming by and saying hello to us at Valor that we held at the World Equestrian Center. Is that a fancy pants room or what?
Oh, my God, bro. You know, listen, no one does it better than the sky. When y'all put on an event, it's packed out, sold out. Standing room only, you know, because listen, who doesn't want to get to see Bob and Greg and the sheriffs and, I mean, the firefighters? You guys are awesome. And listen, giving awards to those heroes means so much. You could see their family, their friends,
yep,
all proud,
yes,
to call them, you know, heroes, community members. These guys go out and grind every single day. And I love the fact, I mean, honestly, you know, not blowing smoke or anything, I love the fact that you guys take the time to honor these men and women that serve our communities in tremendous ways.
And I thought we reached a really good balance, being the 10th year, where, you know, there's energy, there was a lot of energy in the room. So it's not as... It was a little stiff when we first started it.
Yeah.
And through the years, it's kind of loosened up, and it's gotten better and better. And the participation from all the area sheriffs, man, everybody was there.
You build the relationships,
yeah,
and you know, you got old Billy Woods mixing it up in the crowd,
and Bobby Schultz and all that.
You know, so we got some great sheriffs and you know, fire chiefs, and the police chief was there, Mike Balkin. You know,
yep,
great folks, and I'm just so proud that you guys held it this year in Marion County, and of course, you know, the World Equestrian Center.
It can't beat
with
it.
All due respect, you just can't beat that place.
No, you can't get a room like that anywhere within 100 miles.
Yeah, it's pretty exceptional.
No, and I believe we're working on making sure that that's the place next year, and they said, no problem, we'll give you more space. You need more tables, more space,
awesome.
You got it. So
absolutely.
It's only going to grow and get better from there. But hey, and we know you're about honoring the local heroes as well. You've been great with public safety. I know you got the firefighters, raises and stuff that were overdue and took care of that. What else is going on? Tell me about a wildlife and protecting that and how that benefits people in Marion County.
You know, we have so many different things going on in Marion County right now. One of the big things that we got to celebrate, though, this last week on Tuesday was Purple Heart Day. You know, we have all the Purple Heart recipients that we can get come into the community. We had seven new participants. And, you know, it's awesome to see these families and the stories of these men that were there and talk about, you know, the fact that there's nearly 2 million Purple Hearts in America, right?
Wow.
And so many of them, seven new local Purple Heart recipients that we were able to give the proclamation to. There have already been Purple Hearts, but you know, now they live
right
in Marion County. And so these are our neighbors and our friends, and we were able to honor these combat veteran war heroes. And it was just really an honor, Bob.
And a lot of these, you know, some of them are, you know, seniors in the community, but all the veterans are very important, and you treat them in that way, and you should. Then you got this whole younger group that's up and coming, and education is critically important.
Sure.
And some of them aren't prepared for school, you know, learning to read, and that's important, but also... You can't show up empty-handed, and you help
right
out with the school supplies, the community comes together.
You know, I thought it was really cool. So we've been doing this for many years now, but I don't know if you guys remember, but you know, that first day of school, elementary school, middle school, it's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of all of this kind of stuff. And you know, we have a significant amount of kids out of the 43,000 kids that are going to go to school here in a couple weeks, right? There's a couple thousand of them that don't have the means to really start off that first day well. So we partner with the school district every year for the bus brigade to fill up the school supplies, get brand new backpacks for these kids, make sure they have all the supplies so they walk in, brand new backpack, brand new stuff, the ROC program supplements a few other things, making sure kids have other necessities all the way throughout the year. But this is the way Marion County can participate. And the cool thing is, our firefighters won this year, took home the award.
Really?
We did about 15,000 items from the Board of County Commissioners and the constitutional officers, and 7,000 of those items came from our fire department.
Wow.
And so almost half of them, it's an incredible opportunity. Plus, on top of that, from our business partners, we raised another $3,600 in cash to give to those folks, you know, to buy some other things if it wasn't in the package that we did.
Well, yeah,
so we loaded up a bus. We had a great time. We gave kids that first day impression. And God willing, you know, they'll know that they matter, right? I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and showing up that day saying, I belong here.
Yep.
It puts them in the right frame of mind, the right attitude to be learning and knowing that they deserve a spot there and they're going to take advantage of it. I love it.
Listen, it's a win-win. I went to school a couple times. You know, my dad was an entrepreneur all of our lives, right? And I went to school a couple times on the broke portion of life. You know, my dad had done something, you know, gone out there, tried a business. That business failed. He tried another one. That one was really successful and back and forth. And he had a couple times like that. And so growing up, twice in middle school, you know what I mean? We didn't have any money. We didn't have enough money for iced tea.
The business gone and so is the revenue.
And I remember, you know, I think it was my sixth or seventh grade year, that first day. That first couple days determined the rest of the year. You got your nickname, you got your whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Whatever it is. And it can ruin an entire year. I have one of those. And so that's why I'm passionate about trying to make sure that these kids really do have a great first day, especially, you know, when you're finding that struggle in the moment. Now, next year you might not be struggling, but this year if you are, we're trying to get you a backpack, trying to get you something new, trying to help you start off that day. Not as a joke, right?
Right.
And
right.
You know, kids are cruel. I mean, they don't even mean to be. But sometimes they say things they don't even mean, and they don't know, and then it sticks.
Oh,
and
I remember if you had the off-brand tennis shoes, like you're wearing Bobos.
Bobos, yeah, right.
You don't want to be the Bobo kid.
Yeah, if you didn't have them Jordans on or those Reebok pumps or whatever it was back in the day. Remember those Reebok pumps? What a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. You know. It took a second. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
The Converse, old school, right?
How do we transition now into Bears?
I don't know, but we'll just talk about it.
You've got another FWC grant.
Yeah, so another great opportunity is, you know, people think about Bears. They probably think about seeing them while they're hiking or enjoying.
Hey,
but,
boo-boo.
You know. Listen, Marion County's got a lot of bears. You know, why they did the FWC hunts and some of those things is try to manage some of that so that we're not having so many accidents. What people don't realize is that off of 19 in the Ocala National Forest, it's kind of a drop-off area, if you will, right? That's where FWC will return bears.
Okay.
If there's a bear, you know, kind of getting too far into Orlando
like
or Summerfield
or
Sanford or something,
right.
They're going to bring them all the way back up to Ocala, you know, where they have more room to roam. Well, then those start to pressure neighborhoods, Salt Springs, other places, you know. And so this is a great example of working with residents to stay safe. You know, the great thing about the FWC, too, they also provide for those areas that are right around the Ocala National Forest, bear-proof cans in a grant. Garbage cans.
Yeah.
That's a huge benefit.
Yeah, because otherwise
so many things.
They'll use that as a food source every time if they can.
Absolutely. So we got the $25,000 bear grant, and that's the container program. So we got $25,000 worth of new trash cans. So if you're having that problem, you know, call our solid waste department, get on the grant. We'll get you out a can and a garbage can to make sure that, you know, it's bear safe and that, you know, you're participating as part of the bear economy out there.
It's great when the community gets together, especially sometimes in smaller groups. They can get a lot done, and I know that you're all for that. There's an upcoming meeting, what they're calling the Southwest 27th Avenue Community Meeting. What is the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, it's an opportunity to make sure that people know about the improvements on Southwest 27th Avenue and Southwest 66th Street. So if you're in that local area, you should have gotten a notification. These meetings are all about coming together and bringing the meeting to you, right? You don't have to come downtown. You don't have to go somewhere else. It's about bringing those meetings to the community, telling you exactly what the road closures and opportunities and construction time and all that kind of stuff's going to be like. And it's Thursday, August 13th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Trinity Catholic High School.
All right. So, this is what we hear. Hey, we need more roads. Hey, we need more roads. Right. And then as soon as you start building, we go, hey, there's daggone construction everywhere.
Yeah, everybody needs new roads till there's construction. And then they don't need any, it was interesting. You know, we've been, Bob, I don't know if we've been talking about the taking down or the bridge hitting on 66th Street for 2-3 years now, right?
Yep.
They're taking it down and everybody's complaining, right? You know, because, hey, I can't get through. Da, da, da. Well, when they take down the bridge, you're not going to be able to use it.
Sometimes you got to take one step backward to get two forward.
But we're going to have a great bridge, double the capacity in the future, and it's going to be something truly incredible. Now the hard part is that because we've improved all the roads on the other side, I hope the city of Ocala will, because that intersection we were talking about right here next to Trinity Catholic High School is going to become a problem in the future, you know. So be forewarned. And listen, will you do me a favor, y'all? Okay, I love you. I'm prefacing this with I love y'all. But before you buy a house, will you please look at where you have to go? And I will just give you a word of advice. If you have to cross one of the 5 accesses on 75 between where you work and where you go home, please take another analysis and look at that.
Think about
it. Because just set up, make sure that you're okay with packing a snack and having, and putting on the radio and just jamming out to some tunes, because you are going to experience traffic and some delays. So before you buy that house, make sure you look. Make sure you understand. Make sure you know what your commute looks like, not just the school zones. Thank y'all. That's just a word of advice.
Preach
from
it,
your commissioner.
Brother. Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. Always, always a good time. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the valuable information.
Oh, man, Bob, it's always great to get. And thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know I talked to some of our sheriff's guys and fire guys, how much it meant that you guys honored them. It was a big deal coming from you and Greg. Thank you.
We're going to run out of music. We got to go. 817 News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hang on. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:22. Your time check. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. If you missed the interview with Carl Zalek, or you missed the upcoming one we're going to do with Eric Donalds, you don't want to miss those, and you don't have to. You can always pick it up on the Bob Rose Show podcast. We're on all the platforms, wherever you get your podcast. Just look for the Bob Rose Show, search for that, and then click follow, and you are in, my friends. Al Sayed. You know, he won in Michigan. He was supposed to win by a lot more, but it came down to the wire. And so is this going to benefit the GOP? Will this be an easier candidate to defeat in a statewide election involving all of the voters, not just Democrats? Will Mike Rogers, he's leading in some polls, but we found out, at least in this particular race on the Democrat side, those polls were highly inaccurate. So we'll talk about that, and as we move closer to the midterm elections, which, my goodness, getting closer and closer as we speak. Some Florida news, but it's also at the federal level. It was a federal appeals court has upheld Florida's child protection law and seeks to prevent kids from attending or being exposed to, quote-unquote, adult live performances, like suggestive drag shows or lewd drag queen story hours. So the federal appeals court has upheld our child protection law. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
The case has been in litigation for 3 years after a federal judge blocked the law after Orlando's Hamburger Mary's restaurant and bar sued to preserve the ability to host family-friendly drag shows.
Okay.
Now, look. If you're an adult and you find that the drag entertainment is interesting and you find it entertaining and all that, I don't think anybody has a problem with that. You're an adult.
Knock yourself
you make
out.
These decisions, yeah. And a lot of those people that do sing and drag and all that, they're very talented people. There's no doubt about it.
But there's a fine line between, and it's almost hard to describe to people who defend these shows.
Yeah.
Because they want to throw out, you know, the toss out the names of, you know, the comedians back in the 60s who had a caricature that was maybe female and they were a male comedian. It's a different thing. And we all know it is. It's just you've got to figure out how to figure out where that line is. And it's a whole different intent.
Well, that's the thing is that, look, the far left, the radicals, the people that promote this kind of thing, what's their overall agenda? That's what you have to look at. And their overall agenda includes the destruction of the family unit. I mean, it bothers me to have to say it that way, but it's absolutely a fact. You want to create chaos. You want to break down, America, which is what they want to do, right? They want to fundamentally change America. They want to burn the Constitution. They want to get rid of the police, ICE, prisons, maybe even the executive branch. I mean, these people are lunatics. They're crazy. And this stuff, they get pushed and promoted in to these because they have a shared agenda. All right. That doesn't mean everybody who dresses in drag. I'm not saying that's a bad person or they're going to hurt our kids. It exposes our children to something that they may not be ready for. They may not be comfortable with.
Right.
And as parents, we want in most cases to protect them from that. And there's nothing wrong with that. And Florida law steps up and says, yeah, we're not going to have these family friendly drag shows. You can have all the drag shows you want. But it's for an adult audience.
Right.
That's all.
And if it's not, then what's your goal? Why is it you want kids to be there?
Normalize a behavior that is outside, the norm, what's considered the norm.
Right.
You want to normalize it. And that could lead to, I'm not saying it does all the time, but that could lead to a kind of grooming.
Yes.
You make something up, that's not a big deal. A woman, not a big deal.
Why open the door? Why go there? What's your intent on going there in the first place?
Well, like I said, there's the big agenda. There's destruction of the family. Look, the folks on the left, they are part of destruction of the American way of life. That's what they want. Think about it. They're all destroyers. Who else is a destroyer, not a builder? Terrorists. Let's create havoc to push our way politically. Let's hurt innocent people to push our way in politically. Those aren't good people. Destroyers instead of builders. Build jobs. Build the economy. Build opportunities. Build on education. Build on and protect freedoms. How about those things? Building, protecting the family and the individuals. Nope. They're destroyers. You've been warned. 828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to talk to Erica Donalds coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, so stick around. 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday. It's going to be another awesome day, and you're at the right place to get it started. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome, and happy Thursday, the weekend right around the corner. Hey, no shortage of important stories and things to talk about today for sure. We're going to have special guest Erica Donalds coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, so stick around for that. President Trump in Vegas yesterday for a little stop and talked about the jobs that were created for the folks in Nevada, about 40,000 of them just since his second term began. He was speaking at the Red Rock Casino, and he talked about the jobs, and he said, we've lifted nearly 100,000 Nevadans off of food stamps. Yeah, and they don't want to be on food stamps because they've got new jobs. They've got jobs, and they don't need food stamps. And then he noted that more Americans are working now than ever before. And last month, inflation dropped at the fastest rate it's dropped in many years. So more Americans are working in the U.S. right now. You know, the inflation is dropping. You know, the market is doing well. There's a lot of good things for the president to tout. And you would think that would bode well, you know, in the midterms, with the midterms coming up, to say, hey, man, let's keep that train rolling. You know, get to keep that economy rolling, keep that market going, expand on all that. A lot of the things that the president's laid into place hasn't even come to fruition yet. All the billions of dollars that he's getting in foreign investment to build factories and all that, mm-hmm. that's barely even gotten a start in most cases. But it's happening, right. and it will happen, and it'll happen quicker, better, and easier if the president gets some help and can maintain, you know, an advantage with the Republicans in the House and Senate. And that's not going to happen unless all the Trump voters show up. I know you're frustrated. You didn't want foreign wars. You didn't want entanglement. The last time I checked, nobody wants a mushroom cloud in their backyard and dying from radiation poisoning. Okay? Mm-hmm. Last time I checked. So sometimes you have to make the tough choices. At least we have a president who is willing to do that, who is very much attempting to do that, giving the Iranians every single opportunity
yep.
to change their suicidal maniac terrorist ways, terrorist supporting ways. Every opportunity. I hope for the best outcome. Unfortunately, I think the only outcome that's going to be effective in the long term is going to be getting rid of the entire regime.
Kinetic energy, I think we called it.
Lots of kinetics.
A lot of kinetics.
Yeah.
Yes, everywhere. Kinetics all over the place.
So the president touting these good things that are happening, and he should and he needs to. It's not like the mainstream media is going to report on anything positive. On Donald Trump. And in fact, these people are so wackadoodle, many of them, and you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. Remember, you know, several of the networks didn't even cover President Trump in his last speech he gave to the nation.
Yep.
I mean, that was one of those oh wow moments. I mean, don't hide your disdain anymore. Don't hide your agenda anymore. And apparently it still benefits the left. Yeah, they're coming out and going, yeah. I mean, they might as well just say, you know what? We got to admit, we're crazy. We're kind of kooky and we're kind of crazy, and we want to abolish ICE. We want to abolish borders. We want to abolish police. We want to abolish prisons. Yeah, that's kind of kooky, but you know what? I think you're going to vote for us anyway. That's basically, I mean, they're not hiding.
But sadly, people do.
The Democrat Socialist of America, they have a website. Look for it. And tell your friends about it. You say, you don't have to believe me and call it propaganda. Why, you listen to Fox News again? You listen to that evil right-wing talk.
Uh-huh.
No, just look for your own self. Read it. This is what the party stands for. All these abolishments of things, basically tearing our government infrastructure apart, tearing capitalism apart, supplanting it with socialism that has never worked anywhere, anytime. Florida Attorney General James Uffmeyer Wednesday said that his office has issued a subpoena to former White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci,
mm-hmm.
seeking documents as part of a state investigation into allegations involving Fauci's conduct during the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, if there ever was a cause or a reason for somebody to be punished, it has to be the behavior of Dr. Fauci. It has to be. He has blood on his hands. Like I said, he's got plenty of dirt on his hands and plenty of blood, too. Will he eventually be held accountable? Hey, let's hope, but let's be realistic, too. I'm not going to hold my breath. Because, frankly, I can't hold it that long.
We'll start calling you Blue Bob.
That's right.
Yep.
Now, this could be some good news when it comes to making a case against Dr. Fauci.
Okay.
Senate committee led by Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican out of Wisconsin, has obtained a forensic copy of Dr. Anthony Fauci's cell phone. Department of Health and Human Services handed over the device data to Senate Homeland Security Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. The development follows the release of Fauci's personal journals after HHS turned them over to Congress. You know, Dr. Fauci himself was allowed to make a statement before he clammed up and pleaded the fifth, which really I thought that was out of protocol and decorum. I thought if you're there as a, you know, sort of a, well, not a witness, but you're there being investigated or whatever, they're questioning you, you can plead the fifth. But I thought you had to plead it from the get-go.
Yeah, you'll get to state your case first.
Yeah, they allowed him to do that, which clearly is wrong. But however, once again, it exposes who he is. He was trying to get sympathy. when he referred to these journal notes, as a lot of other people have referred to it as a diary. And the reason he did that is because he wants to position it as like a personal invasion. How would you like it if somebody got a hold of your diary? Once again, I just want to remind people, it wasn't a diary. He used government computers and government servers, and these were sort of like personal notations along the way. And then he gathered them all together because he was preparing to write a book, and that's how RFK Jr. was able to get a hold of those documents, because they belong to the government, not to Dr. Fauci. That's how it works. And he, a longtime government employee, the highest paid, in fact, knows the rules.
Sure
he knows the deal.
Yes.
So for him to cry, well, they looked at my little diary.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they got into my personal, into my own little personal life.
No.
Really? They showed what a sick little man you are. That's what they did. And they got it all off of government servers.
Yep.
So shush it, little man. Johnson's office, Senator Johnson, said the cell phone dates back to Fauci's tenure as head of that National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The device is now overseen by Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has long accused Fauci of protecting the pharmaceutical industry and undermining individual freedoms. Can there be any doubt? This, and I know you get tired of it. Are they ever going to really get Fauci? Probably not. And you... You know, you go, yawn, whatever. But there is still a huge lesson that needs to be learned and remembered, most importantly, remembered. How the government behaved when it was a crisis, when it was a pandemic. They suspended the Constitution of the United States. They censored information. They basically eliminated your First Amendment rights. For the greater good. You know who uses terms like that, the greater good? Like Mother Russia.
Yeah.
It's for the greater good. No. The Constitution is put in place to protect our individual rights and freedoms, regardless of the conditions surrounding the nation otherwise and our population. Well, it's really a double secret emergency. So hand over all your guns and no free speech. Shut your pie holes. We'll shut off all your links, all your computers. You're not going to be able to get on social media because you committed a mortal sin. You evil ivermectinites. Huh?
And you know who you are.
Hydrochloroquine. It sounds like something you'd put in a pool. The other thing you put in horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really working hard to actually take away a professional doctor's ability to make a living.
Uh-huh.
Going after their licenses. And all they wanted to do was what they always want to do, the good ones anyway, help their patients, heal their patients, attempt to do it in a way that it won't present any other harm. And they did everything they could to ruin the lives of these doctors who spoke out. America used to be, you know, freedom of speech was valuable because it gave you opinions from all kinds of sources. And you can weigh it and filter it through your own mind, who you believe, what you think is best for you, your family in that scenario. You're going to maybe investigate further because you have something to investigate. If you can't even say the word ivermectin without getting in trouble, well, then less chance that people will hear about it. Well, it spread like wildfire anyway. So what happened then? They took the next step, and they went to big, like, drugstores. Hey, you better not be writing prescriptions for ivermectin, which, of course, filters down to, hey, if you value your job as a pharmacist, you better not write any prescriptions for ivermectin, therefore overruling doctors. Who, again, are working on behalf of their patients. Overruling them. Corporate interests tied to government interests, tied to the pharmaceutical companies. And we all paid a price for that. Some with their lives. That has to be a lesson remembered. Do you think that if socialists get in power, that your freedoms will increase, that the government will decrease the amount of power and control they currently have over their lives? You are in dreamland. Snap out of it. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We still got plenty of stuff to talk about coming up, including the Beauty and the Beast. Yep. On News Talk 97.3 The Sky. She and her attitude puts the Beast and Beauty in the Beast. I'll explain. Good morning and welcome. 8:50 wow. on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes until 9 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Yep, happy, happy Thursday. Special guest Erica Donalds will be joining us on the air in about 15 minutes talking about education, job opportunities, and AI. Woo-hoo-hoo! That's scary, kids.
Don't be scared.
Don't you think that's scary? All right. Beauty and the Beast star. This is Disney's 2017 version. She played Plumette. Gugu Mbatha-Raw is her name. British-born actress, member of the Order of the British Empire awardee. She's on a press tour for a new British TV series called Possession, and her character is known as Claudia, and she's also executive producer. Okay, what's this all about? Believe it or not, the old, tired idea of reparations. Quote, there's a huge healing process to go on in the world on many levels. And, you know, reparations is a part of that. But I think that you have to approach the subject on a humanized level. And then I think that that's really the power of drama. So for me, it's about, you know, generating the conversation. It's complex. Yeah, it's very complex. We are generations and generations removed from such a horrible thing. Nobody doubts that it wasn't horrible to own another human being. How far back do we want to go? Was there a time when the Egyptians utilized the Israelites as slaves? If you go through the history of, you know, Native American groups, they have all kinds of savagery, including taking their enemies as slaves. It's wrong. It's bad. Now, I had no connection to it. My family had absolutely no connection to it. If there's any connection at all that my family can make, would be the possibility that some of them made their way to America as an indentured servant, or fancy word for slave, as an Irish immigrant. Should I get any kind of reparation? No. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. We've already been given gifts. You have the gift of life. You have the gift of freedom. In America, you have the gift of opportunity. Regardless. Race, creed, color, what your great-great-grandparents did or didn't do. Come on. And I love that this comes from the people that, you know, would consider themselves so-called progressives. Is that progressing forward by turning the clock back at least 150 years? The only reason that anybody would bring that up that I can surmise is that they want to open wounds. They want to create divide, because that's the only thing the idea, the concept, and the talking about reparations does. It's the only thing that it will ever, ever accomplish, and that is to divide. Why do you want to come and put salt in an old wound? Does that help it heal? No. Why do you want to open all of that back up? It's an important part of our history, so that we're never in a position to repeat anything like that. That's what history serves. So nobody, again, saying it's not a terrible thing. I'm not saying there shouldn't be some discussions and how it should be taught in schools. But the idea of reparations, to take anything from a current generation to give to people of a current generation who have no clear connection to the crime that occurred 150, 200, 250, 300 years ago, it's absurd and ridiculous, and once again, I maintain that the only reason that anybody would ever bring that up is to divide people. It's divisive. And that's what these people on the left do. It doesn't matter anymore now that they might have, oh, but I have good intents. Yeah. Well, good intentions. That's what the road's paved with to hell. Good intentions. No, they don't. This is not a pure of heart thing. This is not a, you know, a moral issue. I love that. Oh, I love it. When a Muslim talks about moral issues, where within the body of their religion, they can kill for Allah. They can kill the infidel. Yep. They can lie and use deception if it's for the greater good of Allah. That's one of the fundamental tenets. That you can lie and you can kill. So what's wrong with that? Besides everything. So we have this Abdul El-Sayed, and he has won the Democrat primary in Michigan to be a United States Senator if he beats the Republican Mike Rogers. Unreal. He will be in the Senate, one of only 100 people in that esteemed body. He sparked online controversy moments after capturing the nomination for his word choice in challenging Republican nominee Mike Rogers to a series of five debates. Okay. And I saw him. He did this with a very, like, forceful attitude, like he wants to fight, like physically. I know you're going to say no because you're a coward. That's how he prefaced it. Okay. Five debates, all right? You and I, he's speaking to Mike Rogers theoretically, right? Mm. You and I both know that you will wither in front of your own crimes, whatever that means, front of your own crimes.
Okay.
But I'm going to make sure Michiganders know about them. By the time we're done, you're not going to have safe quarter from people holding you accountable for what you have done.
Wow, that's bold.
What has he done? I don't know, served the military, worked in law enforcement, worked for the FBI?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well, maybe the president has an idea of what this El-Sayed guy is all about.
Abdul El-Sayed, lovely gentleman. He's a man of hate. And now he's going around saying, no, I love everybody. I love. He doesn't love everybody. Put him in office. You're going to find out what he loves. He doesn't love Israel.
Right.
He doesn't love Jewish people.
Nope.
He hates them.
Mm-hmm.
He hates them with a passion that burns in his heart.
Yep. And then he used the language of safe quarter. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, there'll be no safe quarter for you. That is interesting, isn't it? Yeah. That's threatening. Will anybody recognize that? Will anything be done about it? Of course not. But the voters need to be aware of it in the state of Michigan, and they need to snap out of it for sure. Oh, my gosh. There's a lot at stake. These people need to wake up and think about it for sure. All right, don't go away. 9 o'clock stretch coming up. More importantly, Erica Donalds. We're going to have a conversation with her next on 97.3 The Sky.